Welcome to the Brave Plug Podcast, Season 2, Episode 1, with Pastor Janine and Natasha.
Well, welcome back to Season 2 of the Brave Plug. We are so excited to be here today. And today I'm joined by my new partner, Karabo, as you can see. Unfortunately, my old partner is about to pop anytime and give birth. We're so excited to be here because this platform really is to encourage women, inspire them, and just share everyone's brave story. So we are really excited. On today's topic, we have the foundation of raising mentally strong kids. And today we're joined by two great mothers. So I'd like you guys to introduce yourselves. Tell us about your motherhood, how many kids you guys have, and just a little background story. Auntie G, if you want to go first.
Thanks so much. And I think we are discussing such an important topic today. So hello, everybody out there in the universe. I'm Janine Jacobs. I have two girls, biologically of my own, a 16-year-old, and a 13-year-old, so I am right into the teenage parenting phase, a difficult phase, if I may add, but also a very rewarding phase. And it has been an incredible journey, just looking after and stewarding, you know, the children that God has entrusted unto us. I also have other people that, you know, call them my children, and that I've impacted and raised over the years. Some of them are in my bloodline and my family, and then obviously others are spiritual children. So really love this topic around parenthood and how we continue to raise very strong kids that are able to thrive in this world.
Hi, I'm Natasha Lazarus. I'm married to Malden, and we have three sons. Malachi, who is 20, Emil is turning 18 in 2 months' time, and Jordan, who is 16. This topic is very, very close to my heart, because not just as a parent, but someone who has been through life challenges and raising three strong-minded boys is a mission. But you know, the Bible says you train up a child in the ways of the Lord, and when they grow older, they will not depart. And that that is the foundation of my raising mentally strong and emotionally strong individuals.
Nice. I love the fact that you have two daughters and you have three sons. So we've got the best of both worlds here. You know, before we really dive into the deep questions, let's start off by define what is a mentally strength, or what is mentally strong child? What is it? Let's start there.
I think for me, I can give you the world definition, and really that is children that can holistically be able to withstand any storm. Children that can overcome obstacles and still be able to continue to grow. But if we think about the verse that Tash just called out around, as Christians and as believers, sons and daughters, we believe that we need to raise our children in the ways of the Lord. And we believe that the anchor then is in their relationship with Jesus. And so when the storm comes, when things happen, they are able to stand, to overcome, and continue to grow and to thrive in this world. And so ultimately, you know, our jobs as parents is to understand that this is a gift from Jesus. It's a gift from God. Our children don't belong to us. They belong to God. And we have the privilege and the honor of raising them in this lifetime and being good stewards to that which God has entrusted us with. And so on this journey, we're going to raise them in the ways of the Lord so that we point them directly to Jesus and they always able to fulfill their purpose and fulfill it holistically, being well spiritually, being well physically, being well mentally, and then being well physically as well. So whole human beings, we're raising whole human beings. And so really that's my definition from a worldly perspective, but also from a Christian perspective.
So my definition is exactly the same as Janine's. Mm-hmm. I want my boys to feel safe and secure, and I want to give them that environment where they can thrive. Mm. And in order for them to thrive, they need to ask the difficult questions.
Yes.
And I need to be able to give them the opportunity to ask and not just shut it down. This is a topic not for me.
Yes.
So I think that's where, that's how I would define
Marie.
So in a world where information is so readily available to everyone, teenagers, children even, how do you build resilience in your children in terms of the different techniques of how they cope with challenges from social media? I mean, we see it on a daily basis. There's cyberbullying. There's so many things. There's even bullying in schools.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how do you build your children to be resilient and be able to withstand those challenges, as well as encourage persistence within them?
So resilience is key. It's what they need for them to go on and to be able to thrive when they come into the hard, difficult issues in life. We want to protect our children. We're not always able to do that. I don't have the control sometimes of the cyberbullying or what they are looking at on social media. But what I want them to know that in Romans 5:3-4 reminds us that suffering produces perseverance and perseverance and character and hope.
Mm-hmm.
So there's one thing that we've learned is we can't protect them all the time.
Yeah.
But if they do make a mistake, I let it sit with them.
Okay.
It's not to weigh heavy on them or to punish them,
mm-hmm.
but for them to think about it, and it just strengthens them. And I want them to learn to grow.
Yes.
So for me, that is, and knowing that we are there for them to ask the questions that they need and just to give them that safe, secure environment.
Yeah. If I may just lean into the social media piece, because Stash has covered it so, so well. You know, social media is, I think, one of the biggest challenges as it relates to our teens, our young children today. We see more and more they go onto social media a lot earlier than what we have. And the time that we went onto or discovered social media, I think we had emotionally grown and we were able to handle the challenges that come with social media. So my advice to parents out there, for as long as you possibly can, withhold social media from your kids. But I also know and I understand that technology is growing and it's advancing, and you know, a lot of information is on social media, so we cannot 100% not expose our kids to that. Otherwise, they will miss out on growth as well and information. And so it's important for parents to be fully aware of what platforms your kids are going on, to understand what they are scrolling through, what information they're absorbing. And also, you know, if they're cyberbullying, have controls or measures in place. If I can quickly give you an example, already an experience, a personal experience. We had my daughter Gianna, her whole class group was on a WhatsApp group.
Okay.
And that was cute, very, very cute that they felt that they needed to establish a WhatsApp group and chat about all sorts of things.
Okay.
But what we then discovered later, whilst we were not monitoring, and a big mistake on our part, whilst we were not monitoring, they bullied her.
Oh.
And a lot of the bullying was around, you know, body shaming and all sorts of things. And that really impacted her emotionally. And so what we then realized after we took it up with the school, and the school was amazing in that process and walked a journey with the other family as well, what we then realized is that we had to put some controls in place as it relates to social media. We need to monitor it. It is our responsibility. It's part of our stewardship to understand who they're talking to, what are they talking about. And believe me, social media, you know, we might know WhatsApp, but there's 10-10, and there's lots of other ones.
Ones we don't know, yeah.
That we are not aware of. 100%. So my advice to parents is make sure that you upskill yourself and you have the knowledge and the controls around social media.
Just on that note, obviously, like you mentioned, you know, you guys need to have control as parents. Yes. But there's different ages, right? So, I mean, you said Malachi is 20. Mm. So how do you really set that boundary of, you know, the freedom and accountability for your kids?
So we have to set boundaries.
Yeah.
So the boys need to understand that the boundaries are set out of love and not out of control, you know. And they do have freedom. We allow them to go out with friends. Mm. We allow them to be on their cell phones. Mm-hmm. They love going out with their friends. We know who their friends are. We know the families they come from. Mm-hmm. They love going out with their cousins. They love music. Yeah. But they know that there is a line. And they know why the line is there. And we've taught them that freedom is a gift and it comes with responsibility. And like in Hebrews 12:11, it reminds us that discipline leads to righteousness. And so we just don't say no. And that's it. We have discussions. We have debates. We have the conversations. And I feel that they respond better that way. So you give them this the opportunity to view their points and, you know, so we have to treat them like adults and trust them to make the right decisions.
Yeah, it is. I think the times in which children are being raised now are so difficult because not only is there social media, but there's so much freedom given to children. And that is what the narrative the world is pushing, that if you get a beating, it's abuse, you know, now you are being abused. You know? Now there's promotion of gentle parenting, naughty corner. That was not nice. So with all those struggles that you are facing, because those, I think those are difficult. I respect parents in this day and age because it's a difficult time. But in those times, how do you then make sure that you demonstrate mental strength and you build that in your children where naughty corner doesn't become a behavior where when I'm in trouble or when something is happening, I just, you know, go into a corner and not actually face it.
Yeah, it's so critical that we continue to invest in our kids' emotional growth. Because that is the key to really building strong little humans and grown-up humans that are able to face the world out there and to understand their purpose and then to thrive. When I reflect on the different schools of thoughts around parenting styles, there is a variety out there. I know gentle parenting is today, you know, the norm and everybody talks about that. I think there's merit in that, but I think it comes with a shadow. With any school of thought around parenting, there's the good that comes with a shadow. And for me, it has always been, we parent based on biblical foundations. And that is our go-to. We understand the theories around different styles of parenting, but we, most of all, we also understand our children. The reality is that I have two kids in my home, and they are vastly different, and to an extreme different. They are so, so different in their personality traits, in their behaviors, in their preferences, and really how they show up every day. So it's so important to understand your children. And so things that I would do or parent Joel in a specific way does not necessarily work with Gianna, especially when it comes to either affirming them or building resilience or just giving them the confidence to do what they need to do when they're out there, or to discipline them, it's so different. And so we've also understood that in as much as there is different parenting styles, we continue to build the word as a foundation in them so that they can understand what is wrong and what is right, and that they can be able to discern in different situations what is wrong and what is right. Even though they are young human beings, they will develop the muscle as they're in different situations. They will develop the muscle to discern that, you know, this is not for me. Let me walk away. Even though my friends are going in this direction, I'm okay to swim the opposite way and be the lonely soldier out there. And that's ultimately what we want to give them. We want to give them the confidence to do what's right, even in the midst where everybody is going in a different direction. So my advice to parents, understand your children, understand what works for them, and then, you know, make sure you parent them in a positive way that's aligned to their way of being. And don't expect that because I did this with this child, it's going to work with the other one, because they're very different. They are very different, and God made them that way.
Yeah. Do you want to add any advice to parents as well, Auntie Natasha?
I agree with Janine. You know, you're in a house full of kids, and they're all just so different. I can't expect everyone to produce the same results. So I have to play to their strengths.
Yes.
It's not always giving praise for stuff they've done, but also just give them to acknowledge their achievements and acknowledge them trying.
Yeah.
So for me, that's what works in my home.
Awesome.
I think it's so profound that even in the conversation, you've given actionable advice in terms of what parents can do, because in this day and age, there's so much influence even for parents, because you like there's different parenting styles where you feel like, am I too strict? Am I not nice enough? Am I not friendly enough? You know, but I think when we do go back to the conversation that biblical principles are the foundation, because we see the fruition of people departing from that. Where now there are so many shows on social media, on TV, where parents are going to total strangers to try and discipline their children. So are there any other key points that you would advise to parents where now I haven't started from the biblical principles, I've just joined church, and now I do feel as though my child is going wayward, or my children, because I was so nice and I was friendly and I was the nice parent, because as children we tend to give our parents things like, oh, that's the strict parent, that's the nice one. How does someone then come back when they feel as though they've gone far from that?
Sure. That's such a great question. Hey, if I reflect quickly on an example, what I find most of the time when our children, when they step out of line, let's call it that, beautiful word.
Yeah.
When they step out of line,
yes.
I find that there's always a reason behind that. And I think as parents, the terminology around this child is naughty, or, you know, this child is like their father or grandmother, or the things that we say sometimes and we speak over the children's life is not aligned to the word of God. So I always feel that when a child is stepping out of line, there's always a reason. We have found in my time working with children when I was doing my internship in psychology, we have found that some children that show deviant behavior either have neurological problems, or there is, you know, dietary issues. If you feed your child too much sugar and you see deviant behavior, you see them hyperactive, don't be surprised if what you feed into their bodies is not the right, and, you know, how that then manifests in their brain and then subsequently their behavior. Do not be surprised. So you always need to understand, why is my child acting the way they do? Is it their nutrition? Are they not well? Do they lack attention? Mm-hmm. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Children, yeah. when they seek attention, sometimes act a particular way.
Yeah.
Or has something traumatic happened in their lives? Mm-hmm. It could be a whole host mm-hmm. of things. And I'm coming back to my point. If you want to double click on that, it's understanding who your child is.
Mm-hmm.
And most of all, as parents, and this is not, I'm not crucifying parents, mm-hmm. but you find that when you're in a home where both parents work
mm-hmm.
and they don't spend time with the children, you will find often that you don't see the signals and you don't know where your children are at, and then they show up with behaviors like that. Even in a home like mine, where we're both very busy and we're both active and we both work,
mm-hmm.
it's important to at least spend 20 to 30 minutes with your child uninterrupted, doing what they want to do.
Okay.
Doing what they want to do. No devices. Just if your child says, let's dance to music, or let's do this, mom, let's draw, let's do some art, let's do whatever. Doing what your child wants to do, you will find that you are filling their cup, number one, and then you can understand the signals.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they behaving the way they're behaving? You're able to catch, where there's nutritional issues, where there's emotional issues, where there's maybe mental issues.
Mm.
You can even catch that.
Mm.
And so it's important for me as parents, we catch it first.
Because
in today's world, Ms. K, you find that the schools are the ones that catch it, diagnose it, and then put labels on our children.
Yes.
Where we in the home, we completely miss it. And so it's important that as parents, as good stewards of this beautiful gifts that God has given us, let's show up for our kids, even if it's 20 to 30 minutes a day, uninterrupted time, where you can understand your children and where they're at. I hope that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah, just also to add, our children don't need us to be perfect parents.
Yeah. Mm.
They need us to be present.
Yes. Yeah.
So I don't want, when I'm old, I don't want my children to look back at the children and say, you know what, you gave me all the material things, but you weren't there for me.
So I want to be present
in their lives, and I want to grow old with them.
Mm.
I want to experience everything with them, and I want them to know that I'm there.
Yeah. Mm. Same. No, that's, I think that makes so much sense and is so helpful. I mean, I'm not a parent yet.
No.
But I think it's so profound what you've both said, especially about being present. I mean, in the world that we're living in, we're so busy with everything else but spending time. And I think that's why mental health has become such a big issue, because people don't take time to spend time with themselves, their children, their family.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's very profound, and thank you so much for the insights that you've given us and opening up your motherhood to us and being so vulnerable with us.
And for being great parents as well.
And for
thank you, we try.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much. Thank you.